intoleransi and tolerance. Mr. Vice President, Indonesia upholds the principles of democracy, especially concerning the political rights of citizens in general election. Indonesia has a free and fair electoral system and respects fundamental civil liberties. We are proud that in 2024, Indonesia will hold the second national simultaneous election, considered to be among the world's largest direct and simultaneous election. This includes the election of the president and chair, 575 members of the People's Representative Council, 19,817 members of the Regional People's Representative Council, 136 members of the Regional Representative Council in February 2024, and the simultaneous national election to elect 542 governor, regents, and mayors. The right to be elected and elected has been strengthened, especially the right to be a candidate for Indonesian citizen as a candidate for the regional head at the provincial, district, and city levels. Indonesia also continues to encourage the fulfillment of the right to vote and to be elected by the public, such as allowing the use of a letter of confirmation in the placement of ID as a condition for voting and granting the right to vote for people with mental disabilities. To prevent friction or social conflict in the political process, as a country with diverse ethnicities and religions, Indonesia upholds the values of unity based on tolerance. Democratic values held by the community are rooted in Pancasila, as our guiding principles, musyawarah mufakat, guarantees that any conflicts in our society will be resolved through peaceful dialogue based on consensus. We can assert that the freedom of every individual can exercise their rights to freedom of expression is guaranteed by law. Allow me to pass the floor to my colleague from Attorney General to continue our delegates' response. I thank you.